Hello! Welcome back to another episode of Macro Magic with Michelle. I'm your host, Michelle Williams, and today we're continuing our 9-star key predictions for the year 2023. It's a 4-tree year. This is a specific reading for 2 soils. If your first number is 2 soil, that's your main energy, or you can think of this as your sun sign. If you have 2 soil as your second number, which is your inner feelings, your thoughts, comparative to a Mercury / moon sign, or you can listen to this if you have 2 soil as your third number, which is your equivalent to your rising sign, what you appear to be. So whether you have 2 soil anywhere in your chart, this reading is for you. So in 2023, 2 soils, you're in the house of 3 tree. This house corresponds to the east and the time of sunrise and early morning. Your destiny is bright and active. You can advance freely, and the road seems clear for active progress. This is a time to accomplish your goals and ambitions, so it's important to act quickly. Quick actions, quick movements, that is 3-tree energy. Let me tell you which celebrities are 3-trees. So you can kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about when I say quick moving or just 3-tree energy in general. So here we go. Famous 3-trees include George Harrison, Albert Einstein, Jim Morrison, Princess Diana, George Osawa, Melissa McCarthy, Vincent Kartheiser. If you guys don't know who Vincent Kartheiser is, he's the guy that plays Pete Campbell on Mad Men. Mick Jagger is a 3-tree. What's he famous for? Besides being the lead singer of the Rolling Stones, his dance, they even made a song about him, Moves Like Jagger. Keith Moon, do you guys know who Keith Moon is? Look him up. Icon. Holly Madison, Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend. But she wouldn't appreciate if I called her that. So, Holly Madison, adult Disney lover, glamour model, businesswoman, author, young at heart, neurodivergent advocate, women's rights activist. She's awesome. Trisha Paytas. You guys know who Trisha Paytas is, right? Rivers Cuomo. Rivers Cuomo, if you guys don't know who that is, another rock and roll icon, lead singer of the band Weezer. So these are some 3-tree people. This is a type of energy of 3-tree, okay? These are your 3-tree icons for this year. It's a good year to travel or start a new business, because like I said, this corresponds to the time of sunrise. It's also the time of early spring. So when things are shooting out from the ground, bright new day, this is a time for new stuff. Go ahead and do it, girl. The world is your oyster. It's just the start of the day. It's just the start of the new season. Go ahead, do it. In order to be successful, harness the 3-tree spirit of optimism and flexibility, but remain modest. So like in those celebrity examples, those celebrities just go for it. They just go for it, and it works in their favor. They're working with their 3-tree energy. Let's just try it. Oh, it doesn't work out? Cool, we'll do this. Trisha Paytas, come on now. She started her first YouTube videos. She was lip syncing to Vanilla Ice. and she's done a lot of things on the internet. She's an icon. Be flexible. But at the same time, you know, remain modest. You know, move quickly. But at the same time, don't gamble your whole life. You feel me? And as a two soil person, I doubt that's not even in your nature to gamble. Soil people are very practical and think things out. So actually, I think this is actually being in the house of three tree is a completely opposite energy to you. Actually, if you think about it, tree energy disrupts soil, literally. In the co-cycle or the cycle of control, if you look at the five transformations of energy, the arrows flow through all the transformations. That's a supportive cycle. The co-cycle is the arrows that make a star between the five elements. That is the co-cycle or the controlling or suppressive cycle. So actually, three tree disturbs soil energy. So what I'm saying is that soil people, you're typically more modest. You're typically more practical. Don't take a lot of chances. But the thing is, in this house of three tree, this is actually a time for you to have a little bit more impulsivity, something that you usually don't do. So in this house of three tree, allow yourself to be a little bit more on the whim. That's actually going to work in your favor this year. Okay? Don't eat or drink excessively and watch out for liver and nervous system trouble. Honestly, this is very practical advice once again. You're in the house of three tree. Three tree is just waking up. The energy is light and moves quickly. So if you were to eat, overindulge with your eating, it's going to weigh you down. That's not ideal for free movement. And if you follow macrobiotics or other food philosophies, a lot of food philosophies, including macrobiotics, don't really encourage you to eat a lot during the day, because this is the time where you're more active. So you don't want anything to weigh you down or block your thinking or your information that you receive from your environment. So, and especially tree energy is just very free, very quick moving, and relies more on your intuition. This is why, if you heard me talk about three tree people, don't need to know a lot in order to be successful in what they do. They just need to know a little bit, and their intuition plus the universe helps them to gain more fame or attention or accolades than, like, let's say an eight soil person. An eight soil person really has to build up that knowledge, experience, really has to carefully study, carefully experiment, slowly build up support, slowly build up a career, a track record. Three tree people, they just need a little bit and they go, bet, I'm going to be the number one. So anyway, that's the energy of this time. Oh, and the liver and the nervous system. So these are parts of the body that are associated with tree energy: liver, gallbladder, and nervous system. So when you're in the house of three tree, these are going to be the more vulnerable parts of your body. So once again, eating excessively, drinking excessively, that puts a lot of burden on your liver. Your liver is going to have to work really hard when in this time it's already weakened. So this is a time to nourish the liver, the gallbladder, the nervous system. So better to eat lighter. Okay, and if you want to know more specifically about which foods, recipes, all that stuff, you can sign up to my Patreon, which if you're listening to this earlier in the year, you're already a part of my Patreon. Maybe you want to sign up to a higher tier so that you can have access to recipes and cooking tutorials, or you can just schedule a meal planning consultation or a macrobiotic consultation. But just generally, just not overburdening your liver with too much, you know, food and drink, you'll be good. Be careful of accidents. Once again, this is very quick, impulsive energy. And when you move very quickly and impulsively, more likely that you're not going to see obstacles in front of you. You're not going to have very good spatial awareness, body awareness. So just be a little bit mindful. Love and romance tend to be active and a new relationship may start. Once again, this is connected with springtime. The springtime is a season where everyone's a friend. Loneliness and desperation both come to an end. No matter how we die in winter and spring, we're born again. That's a of Montreal song called, I think it's just called Springtime. I'll link it in the description of this video. It's a great song. But anyway, this is a time for romance. Not only, oh my God, two soils. Okay, not only is this the time you're in the house of three tree, which is a good time for romance to start something new, but also we're in a four tree year, which if you listen to the general forecast, this is the year of romance, girl. So I really believe that you're gonna have a new love in your life, or you're going to be dating a lot. But the other thing too is what happens in springtime. A lot of people break up as well. So if you're single, you're going to have fun finding a new person, dating, or you might break up, but you also might start something new. And you just think about it, you know, all the animals are getting together, having babies. So yeah, this is a time. Proceed steadily to avoid conflict. Once again, this is a time of impulsivity, but being a two soil, you're pretty level-headed regardless. So I really don't think that you'll have an issue with that, but it just has to be said. Like I said, eating less in the morning can help you realize your ambitions. So morning time, just waking up, starting your day, activating the energy. You know, sometimes, you know, you might feel at times maybe a little bit lost. What should I do? You know, whatever it may be. Today, what should I do with this issue? What should I do with my career? What should I do with my relationship? What should I wear today? You know, what route should I travel to get to the place where I want to be? Whatever it may be. If you don't eat as much in the morning, maybe, you know, you just have like a glass of warm water with some lemon. Maybe you just have some miso broth. Maybe you just have something light, you know. Maybe just like a small, like, piece of toast with some sauerkraut, whatever. Just like a light breakfast, even if you don't want to skip breakfast. I mean, some people recommend that, some people don't. Just experiment with just eating less in the morning and see if your questions that you're thinking about, like difficulty making decisions about, try out eating less in the morning and just asking yourself or asking the universe, asking God those questions. What should I do about this? And your answers will come clearer. It will become much more clear. Because part of what tree energy is, which I didn't even say, I failed to mention this earlier when I was talking about romance. Three and four tree energy, they're slightly different. The main difference is that three tree is more like young, more like a little sprout in the ground, coming out, breaking the soil, like a little kid, like a child. Four tree energy is more mature, like an old, giant, 100,000-year-old tree, wise, but they have similar characteristics, one being the romance, the other one being connected to the spiritual world. So by not overtaxing your system with food first thing in the morning, by keeping that energy within your body light, not overburdening your liver, you're more connected to the spiritual world, which is part of why, you know, all throughout different religions, they talk about fasting or they talk about a specific diet, because it does help you connect more with the spiritual world, you know, and it's a whole thing. Not necessarily saying that you should fast, you know, not saying that that's better, you're more holy, but it's something you can use to your advantage when you would like to do it. I wouldn't recommend it being a daily thing, because honestly, friends, we are spiritual beings inhabiting a physical body, experiencing the physical world. So I do feel that it's important to be a part of this physical world, a part of your body, grounded. But at the same time, we're still spirits. And it's like, if we're having difficulty with certain things in our life, decisions, why not access the greater universe and allow ourselves, okay, we're gonna eat a lighter breakfast to, you know, try to connect more with my higher power and get some guidance. That's totally fine. But I wouldn't recommend it as a regular thing, because breakfast is a more, I do believe breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Anyway, so like I said, you're breaking ground. You're starting something new. This is a fresh chapter in your life. Whatever issues, baggage you had last year, this is a fresh start. Past couple years, if you've had a hard time, fresh start. This is such a good time for a fresh start. No matter what it is in your life, multiple aspects of your life, this is a great year to break new ground. Break through any barriers that you were felt trapped under. You're pushing through it. Lightning. Whoosh. Quick, intense energy. Life-changing. Growth. Like I said, you're the little sprout coming out of nowhere. Where'd that come from? I thought it was all nothing but dirt over here. All of a sudden, there's all these sprouts everywhere. That's you this year. Other characteristics of three tree energy is emotional, poetic, idealistic. Like I said, kind of going along with the romance, kind of going along with spirituality. Eye on long-range goals with aesthetic and spiritual values. Once again, you have big ambitions. You're going to have big ambitions this year. You're going to have goals that you come to realize. Maybe in those mornings where you're just sipping on some tea in the morning. Who knows? And the goals that you have, long-term goals, they're also going to include some kind of aesthetic of beauty. They're going to have some spiritual aspects to it. Very tree energy. Brilliant, active, full of energy and curiosity. Like I said, this is the corresponding time as when we were children. Curious, running around, active, playing. Brilliant as in bright, as in open possibility, as in optimism. You may overlook practical details and lean towards superficial thinking. Yeah. So like children, know no bounds with their dreams, you know. You may overlook some practical details like what's it going to take for me to accomplish these goals. Planning, proper education, proper networking, proper systems, proper routines, energy or money or support. And you might lean towards superficial thinking like, well, I want to do this because of a superficial reason. Like, I want to be rich. I want to look a certain way. I want to feel a certain way, which honestly, all these things can, they are important. But if you're not thinking about like something deeper, like say like you want to be with this person because they're hot and they have money and you're digmatized. That's not maybe the best long-term goal, you know. You may act before thinking. That's a very three tree kind of person. Quick in temper, which when your liver and gallbladder are out of balance, more likely of anger. So that makes sense. Liver and gallbladder, once again, are tree energy organs. Kind-hearted with emotions easily coming across your face. This is not a resting bitch face year. People are going to know. If you're upset, it's going to show. There's no hiding it. And the kind-hearted part, once again, that's connected more to the romance and that's more connected with the spirituality, you know. You're going to be more, your heart is going to be softened this year. Your likes and dislikes will become more clear. You're going to stick to your opinions. Kind of bratty energy, but I don't know. Sometimes it's okay to be a brat. Straightforward expression, lying will be hard. Yeah, you can't hide your feelings this year. You cannot. It's not going to happen. You think of a little kid, like a bratty little kid. They're not hiding their emotions, girl. They're not. They're telling you exactly what they want. Others may view you as strong-willed or opinionated. But you know what I say to that? Fuck them. Fuck them. This is coming from a three-tree person. I have three tree as my second and my third number. So I, yeah. More awareness on hiding a secret. Oh yeah, three tree people have secrets, girl. And maybe it's secrets that they're not, that aren't should be a secret. But three tree people, kind of like little kids. You know, it's, something feels like a big deal to a little kid. And they hold it a secret and it feels like a big deal to them. So something may happen this year where you feel like you need to keep it secret, or maybe there is something that happened and you feel like this year is not really the year to share it. But like I said, you know, it's very hard. Three tree people, it's very hard for them to keep a secret. It's very hard for them to keep their emotions a secret, keep their opinions a secret. So it's like, even though you feel like you're hiding a secret, I think people can still tell what it is. There's a competitive spirit that's coming out. Also going along with three tree energy is really like Aries kind of energy. I would say more like cardinal energy in general, but specifically more Aries. Three trees want to be the best, and they really believe that they can be and that they are the best. So, may the force be with you. newfound or deepened respect for father/father figures or elders. Well, good for you, you know? Strong romantic tendencies, like I said, especially for someone pursuing idealistic dreams. Groupie energy. Once again, I can tell you, as a three tree inner self, my moon or Mercury, and then my rising, I'm a groupie AF. I love an idealistic, I love a dreamer. I love an artist. Love them. So this year, that's going to be your type this year, girl. That's going to be your type. That's my type. That's my type. Okay. May feel boxed in with monotonous work. However, focusing on one project / endeavor is in your best interest. So even though you might want to go here, you might want to go there, start a bunch of new projects, it might feel better. You might want to break out of your regular routine, but maybe starting one new project and sticking with it is going to actually work out the best for you. So don't feel like you can't start anything new. No, this is a time to start something new, but stick with it. A touch of fame this year, especially people younger than 30. So if you're in the realm of social media, of something else where some fame or more people recognizing you would be in favor to whatever you're doing, that's likely to happen. You might gain more followers. You might have more people reaching out to you for a certain job. You might be more attractive to people you want to date, whatever it may be. And especially if you're younger than 30, because once again, this is the energy of young. This is young energy. So especially if you're under the age of 30, this is even more likely to happen for you. If you're working, oh, something I should say in regards to that. When it was a 4-tree year, I know I'm not a 2-soil. I don't have 2-soil in my 9-star key numbers. But when it was a 4-tree year, that's when my YouTube really started. I had a lot more viewers than I ever had. I gained more subscribers than I ever had. I was getting, as a result, this was 9 years ago, when YouTube was still, anybody could be making money on YouTube. I was making money on YouTube. Granted, not a lot, but compared to now where I don't make any money on YouTube because they changed the qualifications to be a partner. But so this is what I'm saying. And, you know, this is a possibility for you when I say a touch of fame. If you're working as an employee in a company, this is the year you will advance quickly. Okay? Shoot, shoot, shoot from the ground, shoot from the ground up. Working this certain job, rising through the ranks. Financial success. Get that money, girl. And if you're in these specific careers, it will thrive. You will thrive. You would do very well. All these things, it's gonna work out for you, like I said. But specifically, if you work with electrical, any kind of electrical thing, communication, musician, like I said, composer, singer, if you're into computers, social media, hosting, like masters of ceremony, wedding officiants, army marshals, martial arts experts, politician, journalist, explorer, inventor, in the forest industry. If you're into plants, a botanist, an herbalist, these all have the themes of art, of romance, of speaking, competitive nature. If you're any kind of athlete, dancer, and this year, if you look at the magic square where it has all the circles in it, you're gonna see that in the house of 3-tree. The circle's completely empty. That means the energy is completely free. You're free to move around. So you're free to travel all over the world. But try to avoid going east and west. That's the direction of the house that you're in. And the opposite direction, those directions are always going to be unfavorable. It's a whole thing. I talk about it more in my directionology video, which I'll link down below. So feel free to travel, but try to avoid going east and west. And if you need a little bit more help planning, you know, specifically like what day you should leave, which route you should take or who you should go with, other tips that you can use if you are wanting to travel east or west. You can set up a Night Star Key reading with me on my website, and I'll be happy to help you plan that so that you can have the most favorable results. But other than that, it looks like a great year for you, Two Soils. I hope you have an awesome 2023, and thanks for listening. Peace.